SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good. The bad and the dumb. Week two in the NFL, college football, whatever else went on this weekend. What's the good today?
The good of the day is we got to give it up to Georgia fan.
Yeah, we do.
Georgia fan. You know, it was a game that we knew Georgia was going to win, and, you know, everyone knew that Georgia was going to win. But Georgia decided, you know, let's take it a step further. They were playing against Arkansas State, and if you remember, Arkansas State's head coach, Blake Anderson, stepped away from the game, what, like a month ago, season?
Yeah, right.
Before the season was to begin, or just a few weeks before the season began, because he wanted to be near his wife. Well, his wife, unfortunately, she did end up succumbing to breast cancer. And, you know, we all want to say F cancer. And but Georgia fan decided to, you know what, we're going to celebrate this as much as possible, and did a tribute to his late wife.
Yeah, it was a really, really touching moment. They had a number of players wearing Remember Wendy on with the letters.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of them lined up. It was a listen, I can't stand Georgia.
I know.
But that's just a fun little rivalry that I have, you know. Haven't gone to South Carolina, but I loved this, and I give them all the credit in the world. I think Athens, and I give this all. Listen, I don't like Georgia because South Carolina, but I've always thought Athens is a fantastic venue for college football. It between the hedges, it's a wonderful, wonderful location. It's a beautiful campus, wonderful location. Arkansas State plays out of the Sun Belt. They were getting paid to go get beat up by the Bulldogs as a warm-up game before the conference schedule, even though they started with Vanderbilt. But the fans knew this story, knew about this story. There was a social media buzz to have people go to the stadium to wear pink in remembrance of Wendy Anderson. Again, you're right about Blake Anderson, the head coach. He took time off to be with his wife. That story was really sad because it was an initial story that said Blake Anderson is taking a leave of absence to be with his ailing wife while she goes through treatments for cancer.
Yep.
I didn't know she was on her left because she died like a week later.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knew. I don't,
right?
Well, I'm certain there were people who knew, maybe the Arkansas State circles. They kind of knew that this was
right. Right.
But yeah,
so he more or less went to be with her as she was living out her final days. I was kind of thought, oh, he's got to be with her while she goes through all these treatments and all this other stuff while she tries to battle cancer. But it was more or less like she was on her, you know, on her last
got a week left
days.
I'm going to spend my week with her. I don't want to spend it because.
And that's what made the story so incredibly sad was that it was just like, oh, he went to go be with her as she was dying.
Yep.
Rather than trying to recover, and so. Everybody's heart went out to him. It was a national story, even though it's Arkansas State. It still was a national story. And Georgia took that and ran with it as much as they could. And it was unbelievable.
I mean, the entire stadium looked pink.
Yeah, it was a great tribute.
That was cool. That was just everyone's wearing a pink shirt. I mean, the amount of body pink, the pink body paint in Athens, Georgia, it's sold out. Guaranteed.
Exactly.
Or, you know, even red and white. It's got to be sold out in body paint.
And Blake Anderson, head coach Anderson, was overwhelmed with emotion seeing that from the Georgia fans and was very humbled and very gracious.
Tried
so
really hard.
Very good.
He said he tried really hard not to get emotional.
Yep.
But you know what? I don't care who you are.
Oh,
you can be the hardest man on the planet. You see that, you're just. Sorry.
Georgia, very, very, very good job. Can't say it enough. Very good. Very good, good. So then what's the bad?
Well, the bad of the day, and it's not necessarily a bad. I'll get to how this is bad, but it's the legend of Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew.
I don't know if you saw, I'm talking to you people out there, saw his look coming off a plane.
I loved it.
It is fantastic. The problem I'm going to have with it, and this is why it's bad, it will probably be the number one Halloween costume this year.
Yeah, good point. That's a great point. Yeah. Now, he looked like a porn star
He was more ready for Studio 54 than he was
that
for a
been
football
it.
Field.
Yeah. What I was hoping?
Owned it.
I was hoping. Here was the deal. I was praying that, because I saw it on Twitter and I saw everybody saying, this is great, this is great. Everybody was retweeting it, loving it, just absolutely just kind of showering him with praise for the look because it was so cool and so different. But I was so afraid that somebody like Jacksonville Insider was going to go, by the way, guys, this is a rookie hazing thing. They made him wear this.
No, no, no.
You know,
no,
I was so afraid of that story being, no, this is what the veterans are making the rookie do on the first road trip. Because I wanted it to be Gardner Minshew. I wanted, and it, now I haven't seen that story, so it's Gardner Minshew. It's totally Gardner Minshew.
There's a little bit more to his story.
All right, go ahead.
Apparently, during pregame workouts in the, you know, in the locker room area, he does it in a jockstrap. That's it.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, I'm loving him. The bad part is that I want him to just have that look, and I have a feeling we're just going to see it everywhere for Halloween.
By the way, if he becomes a legit starting quarterback, like, you know, has a job,
he will.
Job,
what are you talking about?
I don't know.
If
well,
he's
maybe.
Going to.
Okay. I mean, listen, you didn't even know who he was last week.
I still don't even know how to say his name this week.
But he's got an incredible story that I think becomes a fun comedy movie. Like, literally, Mike Leach was saying, come here and play football. He's like, I don't know. They're like, come on. Come play football. He was like the nation's leading passer last season. He was going to be a grad assistant at Alabama. And Mike Leach of all people, like, no. Come all the way up to Pullman, Washington and sling it up here for me. He's like, all the way up there? All right. He goes up there and he becomes a Pac-12 legend and now an NFL starter. God bless him.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, you're right. It is going to be the best. It's going to be the Halloween costume.
That's the only thing. That's the only bad part of it is that we're going to be seeing people who can't pull the look off trying to pull the look off.
That's right. All right.
The dumb of the day is Iowa State v. Iowa.
I saw this too.
The marathon game that lasted 10 hours, 12 hours. I don't know. It may still be going, actually. So many delays, so many weather delays, but the dumb part goes to the students who stormed the field during the lightning delay.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's dumb, but I know for a fact how dumb it is because I would have been on the field doing that too.
Probably.
And that's how I know that it's dumb.
Not I, because I am definitely afraid of lightning, but if I had any young man's fortitude, I probably would have done it. So, but yeah, boy, that was a very long game. What was it, six?
I don't know.
It's 6 hours and
see the thing. The problem
a delay of like 5 hours or
the
something.
The problem with lightning is that you have to wait 30 minutes after the last lightning strike.
Yeah, and you don't know when the last lightning strike is coming.
And you can get to 29 minutes 45 seconds.
Yep,
and ready to take the field. Lightning strikes again nearby within that certain radius. You got to wait another half hour.
Is there anybody comfortable in lightning when they're outside?
No.
I don't think so. My wife grew up in Florida, and she's used to a lot of lightning. So when we're out and about, and like we're in a store, and we go out of the store, and there's a storm coming, and there's lightning, she walks to the car with ease. I have a little jump in my step. Like, I'm going a little faster than she is. She's like, and I go, you are not, do not tell me you're calm in this stuff. Come on.
You know,
this is God's dart game, for crying out loud, and I'm not going to be on the losing end.
I would say maybe park rangers.
Maybe. Yeah, because they're always like, yeah, you know, what are the odds? Yeah. I know the odds, and I still don't like being outside in a lightning storm. Yeah, I hate it.
I know I have a better chance of winning the lottery. Or is it the other way around?
I think it's the other way around. But still, I hate it. When I'm walking to my car, like in a parking lot, or I'm just outside, and I look and I see a bolt of lightning in the sky, not just a flash, like a real bolt, I freak out. I'm like, get me to grounded. Are you kidding me? I'm not doing this. I'm not going to get charred alive by a lightning bolt. Now, here's the deal. If I wake up with superpowers, I'm cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so if I wake up from a bolt of lightning knocking me out, and all of a sudden I could fly, or I can melt things with my eyes, all right, then I'm cool.
How about if you could shoot lightning out of your hands?
That would be fine, too. I don't mind
there
that.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Whatever superpowers the lightning bolt wants to give me, I'm totally cool with that. But in most scenarios, that plays out with me being dead, and I don't like that, so I don't like lightning. So I don't want to be part of it.
Yeah, you'd be resurrected, and then you'd have eternal life.
That's probably true.
They couldn't kill you from that moment on.
That's right. I'd be like the Watchman. I'd be like Dr. Manhattan. Yeah. The watch,
but I mean, there's video. You see the kids, the students storm the field, and then they're running down the field, sliding head first on because it was hailing at the time too.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm just looking at that. I'm like, two things were going through my mind, and this may be old man me coming in. You know, one was like, you know, that's kind of stupid because you're all going to get struck by lightning. You're all going to die. You know, wipe out half the student population right there. The other thing I started thinking about, isn't that tearing up the field?
Yeah, yes, I mean, it is.
You know, and that's where I know I've made the transition from, you know, yes, being a student, being young, to that's really going to have, we're on the grass. These kids still need to play football out there.
It's really funny how that, it really is funny how that transition happens. Because when you're young and you hear old people talk like that, you're like, how in the world in your life did you get to be so cynical?
Exactly.
And just a killer of good times? And then all, it doesn't come with, it just comes. It just eventually creeps in. And next thing you know, you're like, you kids stop having fun and laughing. Yeah. Don't do that. You're ruining the fun. Ugh, I can't take this anymore.
I'm seriously watching this video thinking about the maintenance crew.
Oh, I know.
You know, feeling bad for them. Like, you know, good people worked hard to get that field in pristine condition. And they're going to have to work hard again because the storm looks nasty.
Exactly.
But you guys aren't helping it out. Just running out there, body, you know, belly flopping onto the grass.
I'm so worried that when I get really old, I'm going to be that guy that goes into a restaurant and the waiter is going to forget like my salad or something, and I'm just going to lose it.
Or even worse,
the biggest deal on the planet.
Even worse, you're going to think you requested something,
right,
and you didn't.
Yeah,
but you still are going to stick to that point. Like, no, I know I said extra onions.
I thought I ordered the fish, and they go, no, 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 sir, you ordered the prime rib. You said prime rib. I said fish and chips. And people at the table are like,
Sir, we don't even sell fish.
Yeah, no, right? My family's looking at me like, Dad, you ordered the prime rib. I know you did. Stop. That's me. I know that's coming. I know that's coming. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. But then you do get to that point where you get your excuse from having no filter.
That's true.
That point will be outstanding.
Yeah, that's
where
right.
Where you can just complain and everyone's be like, well, you know, he does have a point. He's old.
Yeah, that is point. Yeah. He's exactly.
when you are that old, you will complain about Gardner Minshew costume.
I know. That's right.
That costume's not going away, by the way.
No, it is not.
It'll be the hottest thing this year, but someone's going to resurrect it 5 years from now. We're going to be like, oh, yeah.
I'd wear it, but I don't wear it well, so I'm not going to be wearing a Gardner Minshew costume.
And that's why it's bad. That's what I'm afraid of.
That's right. You're right. A lot of those of us who would not wear that well, wearing that for Halloween, right? Should not be doing that at all. That's right. All right. That's the good, the bad, the dumb on a Monday on SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio.